And right now it's time to visit probably now with once again one of the busiest people in the world. That is Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. But with all the public service she does in Kent, she's also added another public service mentor list. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, I just can't say no.
You made the news.
Serving on our ARPA committee down here in Kent. Yeah. Well,
that's smart because, you have worked with other agencies, and it's good to have that information that crosses different agencies in town.
Yeah, and knowing what other towns are doing is helpful, so covering those and getting that information. But ARPA is in the headlines in a lot of towns. Groups trying to figure out how to spend the money, and it's going to be interesting to see what towns do with those funds that come in. We have been focusing on the Housatonic Meadows debacle, the cutting of trees, the massive cutting of trees, and the DEEP finally did put a public hearing on this past week, and they apologized for the lack of communication in cutting those trees. Mason Trumbull, the deputy commissioner, got on and was apologetic, so we should have let people know what was happening, and hopefully they will be changing their ways so that they're more transparent in the future. But people are still very upset, and they're pushing for a moratorium, hoping that they will stop the cutting and have some more discussions. I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
No, but maybe they will involve the public into saying, okay, well, we're going to replant. There's something that the public can do to get some of those things readjusted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a very emotional issue, especially mostly for the folks of Cornwall. They're really upset about it. And, they did have a barricade. They were talking about doing it again to stop any cuttings. Don't know what's going to happen, but we'll follow and see.
All right.
Also had a story about Bill Dineen this week.
Oh, this was a crusher when I saw this. This man can repair anything and do it quickly and do it inexpensively.
Everybody loves Bill.
And now where are people going to go?
Well, that's what I said to him. What are we going to do without you? But it's a well-deserved after 44 years rest and quite a story there. I mean, he really built up this business, and as I said, if anybody puts on Facebook, how do I get my refrigerator fixed?
His name pops
responses.
Up. And that's in any state.
Yeah. He goes to New York and Massachusetts, and he's a very low-key guy, very humble, and he's Mr. Fix-It. Yeah. And, a lot of people are very upset to see that happen, but again, he deserves his, retirement. So, Marshall, I love doing these human interest stories. They really get to you better than some of the meetings we cover. Much more
I saw that story and I just went, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think you and several other
After
people.
My power outage, he replaced a washing machine and a stove for me again.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. There's also some activity going on about the rail station, which you're quite familiar with.
Yes.
You spent time there in Lakeville, the historic building that's been empty for quite a while. The selectmen got a push to do some conditions assessment first and then look at some of the uses that could go in there.
Good for Susan Galuzzo. She's pushing on this because either repair it and keep it in shape or just get rid of it. But it's a great building. It's a link to the past. And and when we were there as a radio station, it was a terrific location.
Oh, it's a great place and a great building. The problem is it's part of the 4-acre parcel that includes Factory Pond. So you have to be careful, with how it's apportioned out once it is given away for another use. And the selectmen have been firm they don't want to sell it, and they don't want to they want to wait until Holly Place is settled before they make any real decisions on its use. But they will be meeting with the selectmen and a group of interested people on the 18th early in the morning to look it over and just discuss the issue.
I just want people to know what a great job that Salisbury group, that independent group, has done, and Lakeville group, and bringing Lakeville back on the map with businesses and stuff like that. They've really done a great job.
And it's really the flowers and things they've planted are just beautiful in the summer. Yeah. So, looking ahead, we've got a busy week. Tonight's our doubleheader in Falls Village. And by the way, Falls Village has a new town clerk. Johanna Mann has been named to replace Mary Palmer, who's been there for years and years. The board changed its policy as of January 1st. That becomes an appointed, not an elected position. So the selectman appointed Johanna Mann as the new town clerk. We have
a slew of meetings in Sharon tonight.
Oh, really?
Sharon Green Committee, Board of Education Enrollment Committee, Board of Education, Park and Rec. It's just a slew of them.
In this cold night. Well, they have selectmen tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
And tomorrow also the FFA is going to be giving out money to local food banks left from the holiday store. They do that every year, which is really very nice and helps the coffers for all the local food banks. Sharon P&Z has a public hearing on Wednesday about amendments to the regulations, including a cannabis moratorium. And we have Maria Horn's kickoff for her next election at noon on Saturday at the White Hart.
It's amazing that that has come up already. And
doesn't it seem like we were just doing that one, Marshall?
And North Canaan has decided to close their town hall to the public. It's going to happen someday this week at 12 noon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Closing of the town hall comes up actually today at 12:08, but it will be open for regular meetings and stuff like that, and they still will have the drive-through clinics and stuff like that.
Wow. Okay. And I know Curtis Rand said they'll be back to, you know, appointments at that town hall. You can't just walk in. You've got to be and certainly masked and socially distanced. So, yeah, we're going to see it in all the town halls. It's just rampant now with the COVID coming back up again.
And with the ice today, we had a two-hour delay here in Regional.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that. Was that because of ice up there?
Oh, yeah, the roads were, I mean, it was still slick spots. I mean, the town crews have been out all weekend long, but there were still some slick spots, so better to be safe than sorry.
Okay, I was surprised at that. We have nothing down here, so we figured it was up north.
Yeah, it was a little slick. I think, a two-hour delay, it's just a safe way to go.
Safely, and caucuses all week to in every town, every party to name people to the new town committees for the next 2 years. So busy time, busy time.
Now I want you to know, Ruth, tomorrow morning is going to be about 5 degrees.
Yeah, Marshall, I don't plan to be out walking or sunbathing.
I want to tell you, I was confined to my house since I got out of the hospital on Friday, and they wouldn't let me come back to work till today. And when I walked out there today, my crutches came in for a good use other than walking. My car had 2 inches of ice on the windshield.
Ooh.
But the crutches have the rubber things that go under your arms.
Yeah.
So I was able to clean off the window right away.
You didn't need a scraper?
No, the crutch was perfect.
You're very inventive.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ruth. Well, I will speak to you next week. Have a good week.
Yeah, and you take care of yourself, Marshall. Good health.
All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories at rep-am.com or in the newspaper itself.